potion and emotion. When I'm feeling low, when my love starts to flow. He's got the power in the hour. He's the reason why my face is all aglow. Just one kiss from his lips is like taking vitamin C. Oh, you can't imagine what my doctor does to me.
Doctor does to me.
Doctor Love.
Doctor Love.
He can kill my.
Here he is, Doctor Love.
Jam.
Kevin Powell.
I listen to that every morning driving in.
That's your ringtone, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like that. I like the idea of that. Yeah.
It goes off when I'm on a date.
So now, all right, so if you've been following this, this is our own version of The Bachelor here on this program because Kevin is a single man on the make. He's just recently gotten this job. He's very... he should be very popular with the ladies as a result. It's good luck in the young man, as Harry Carey used to say.
Curls for the girls.
Curls for the girls. Keep it tight, keep it right.
Yep. And that's what he's doing. There's only one little problem with Kevin is that he lives at home with mom. But other than that, it's
fine. Do you talk about that on a date? Does that come up?
No, I try to avoid that. You know, normally it's better when I can just go to a girl's apartment or something.
I know what's going to happen here, too, on a date with him when that comes up. So where do you live? Oh, I'm in the northwestern suburbs right now. I'm in between places, but a buddy of mine are getting a place in the city.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we're trying to, you know, based on my job, you know, because I work downtown at the Tribune Tower on the radio on WGN on the Row Contra with Anna DeVlantis, number one afternoon talk show in Chicago, one of the most listened to afternoon shows in America. But at night, I'm always, you know, I'm covering baseball for WGN. And,
it's hard.
The Cubs and the White Sox.
So hanging with professional athletes
no
on a lot
deal.
Of nights.
Yeah.
She's hanging on to every word he says.
Hard to get back up to the northwest suburbs every night after that and then back downtown in the morning for the show.
No one is going to date you after that.
It's very hard.
Don't
now, wait.
Say all
and
that.
And then, now,
do
I,
not.
Now, here's the
I
funny.
I think you have said that. Is that what you, do you say that, Kevin? Is that a little bit like
no,
what
they
your,
just
your
ask
thing?
Where I work, and then it leads into more of more questions, more of a conversation.
See, she should, in the middle of that, go, wait, you mean you still live with your parents then, right?
Let me cut you off.
Yeah.
You live at home.
Yeah,
right?
I live at home. But, yeah.
But you have a great job. Wow. But you still live at home.
Yeah.
But I don't know that matters right now, right? Is that
millennial?
They live with their
no. Because I've managed to find ways around this. So,
hey, dude, I really need your place tonight.
Well, it's just easier because I'll just come to you. That's what I say. I'll just come to you.
Well, we learned
you
last
are
week,
quite
what,
a catch.
What happens when the two both live at home? And then the next thing
issue now. In the other instances, it hasn't been the case.
What's your favorite hotel?
So.
Wait, you know where I think you should go? You should go to that motel on Ohio Street when you get off the expressway
yeah,
in Ohio.
Ohio Street
on the left.
Hotel. Yeah.
And that's the one with the little breakfast place in the morning. That's right.
Conveniently
there.
Located to the Rock and Roll McDonald's.
Yes, exactly.
Perfect.
I'll go across the street. We'll get some coffee.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think you should go there because that seems nice. And it's got parking right there.
And it's probably affordable,
because it's a motel. The parking is built in.
Not impressive, though, for sure.
Oh,
maybe
impressive.
Not hygienic either. I'm not sure.
I don't know. It looks lovely. It's been there forever. It must be like a Four Seasons inside. Anyway, the point is that you've been on this Bumble search, and you've got this girl, and now this has gone on a week.
Right.
And you've not gotten on the Bumble date because we have a plan for the Bumble date. Once you go on the Bumble date, then we're going to go and sit at a table near you.
You guys are going to spy?
And Violetta is going to cause all kinds of trouble. She's going to send stuff over to the table.
I'm just going to make it a magical evening for you guys.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yes. So in other instances, I've been lucky where the person has an apartment, so it's easy. In this instance, it's we're both at home.
It's a challenge.
So there's that. It's also the first time really... dabbling into the dating apps. First time really using
first
it.
First time?
Yeah. I mean,
because
I just started doing this past couple months. So
okay.
I'm a Bumble noob. So I'm kind of learning the ways.
And you chose Bumble over Tinder.
Nah, forget it. He's got some complete bull poop answer to why that's the case.
Because Tinder, it syncs with your Facebook, and I don't do the Facebook.
His original answer was, well, this gives women more control. And because it gives, and I like to be, you know, I think it's liberating for the women to have more control. That was the first thing he told me. Then it's like, well, I'm not really on Facebook. I've got, you know,
That's why. Tinder is straight to the Facebook. I don't have a Facebook. So It's impossible for me to use. I would have no photos, nothing on there.
And then on Twitter, you often run into your ex on Twitter and Tinder anyway. It's like, oh, you're here. Oh, no, I'm not on Tinder.
That
the hell happened?
Yeah. But do I have permission to respond to a couple of these texts from the listeners, Ro?
What are the texts?
One lady is, hi, Kevin, my daughter's a beautiful, single, 2015 ISU graduate, Fear the Bird. Oh. You wouldn't have to go through a dating site. You could meet for a drink. She lives in Old Town.
Oh.
Jackpot.
Oh, jackpot. Hey, Ro, could I borrow your apartment? Can I borrow your time?
And then from the 815, if I wasn't married and pregnant, I'd go out with Kevin. We can work around that.
If I wasn't married and pregnant, I would go out with Kevin. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
That, trust me, Kevin, that always works out.
Those are words to live by.
Yeah, it's words to live by. That should be your bumper sticker. Pregnant? Married?
Fine.
Call me.
That's fine.
Oh, my God. All right, so the girl who lives in Old Town.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's very interesting.
Should we pursue that?
Yeah, let's pursue that one.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Maybe they can text in a photo.
Yeah, they should, like, fight against each other.
Yeah, that's see
what
what's going
need.
On here?
Perfect. We do, to
dating
make the full,
wars.
The full reality
is
show.
Key.
Where this Wingman magazine, by the way, has the list of what women find attractive in men.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is Wingman magazine?
I don't know.
8 traits that women find attractive in men. We're going to find out if this is true.
Money.
Don't get ahead,
I'm just
Violetta.
Kidding.
Don't guess. Height. Height matters. Now, this really is, this is cutting to Kevin, because Violetta, who is, I mean, right on the edge of being considered a circus act by her height.
That's not true.
Is
I'm a solid 5'1".
Uh-huh. It was like, Kevin, you're not the tallest guy.
Yeah, thanks, Violetta.
Yeah.
Well, I was asking how tall she was, so I know if she can wear heels or not, you know. Like, I can wear heels with anyone because I'm so short.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You could wear 2-foot heels. She could actually wear...
like those Kiss platforms.
Yes, right, Kiss platforms. She's fine.
Hey, another text. I'm 26, single, criminal defense paralegal, and I have my own place. Smiley face.
Own
oh,
place.
My God.
What's up, 815?
You don't need dating apps
oh
anymore.
Oh, my gosh. Let the dating begin.
What's up,
we need
815?
Let's get a couple candidates together and start this.
The Rokon dating line here. Just text.
Well, we already have two candidates.
Well, 3 if you consider
all
the
right,
pregnant
three,
girl candidate.
Okay, no, she's,
well,
she's not
out.
A candidate.
Kevin's considering the pregnant girl candidate, so it seems to be working out. Wow. 312-981-7200. Keep them coming, ladies.
Yeah. Send some photos, too.
You know, I'll tell you something. Based on my 3 decades in radio, mm-hmm. I've never seen dating a listener go bad. It has never, ever occurred. Did you ever see the movie Play Misty for Me?
I've heard of it. Yes,
okay.
But I haven't seen it.
There's a movie made by, it was a Clint Eastwood movie in the 1970s about a nighttime radio jock who like falls for this listener caller to a show.
Uh-huh.
Play Misty for Me. She would call, right?
Uh-oh.
And so they start seeing each other until the gunplay. So this is gonna. So I like this. The listeners will be down for this too.
I think so.
I say we do a dating game with Kevin with listeners.
Well,
and the listeners will decide. You mean?
No, we decide. The dating game, and we'll decide.
Maybe
yeah.
The listeners should decide.
No, because they all want him,
so we have to be the ones. Yeah. Got to be the middleman here.
No.
We have to field three candidates. We have to narrow it down.
Three candidates.
For the married, Kevin's heart.
The married and pregnant one might have a little trouble trying to explain to her husband why she's on the Kevin Powell dating game, but that's all right.
And she might not fit down the basement, Kevin, so you might have to give her up.
No, the couch is comfortable. She didn't enjoy it. She put her feet
I
up.
Like the paralegal. She's aggressive.
What about the...
Are you comfortable? Are you all right?
Are you effacing? The
what
one
going
that the
on
mom's
here?
Pushing. Because, you know, parents, they always tell the truth of
right.
how good-looking their kids
oh,
are.
Oh, yeah. Right. Because they always... Because, well,
they're
they believe
wonderful.
It.
Wonderful.
They believe
photos.
It. Right?
Yeah,
send photos.
Or that kid doesn't even want to go on the date, and the mom's like, you got to. I got you a date with Kevin
coming.
From the radio.
Yeah, she's a redbird. I'm a redbird. Yeah.
Oh, right there. Fit. A match made in heaven.
Mm-hmm. I got something in common.
Imagine what the kid is saying. Wait, you got me a date with a guy on WGN? Wait, what?
Right, because that always works out, too, when the parents try to set kids up. It's like you automatically don't like the person because...
Right, because you know, we're the parents' radio station right now. I don't know how that really works.
I like this. Keep the text coming.
Oh, my.
I feel so wanted right now. This
yeah,
is great.
Feeling good. You feel yeah. it. This is.
You still didn't get a text back from Bumble Girl.
We'll see. We've got time. We've got an hour left in the show until, you know, for her to text me back. It's been a couple hours, but we're monitoring.
What time
text.
Did she text you?
I texted her.
Did you text her? I mean?
What was it? 3:30? About 3:30.
And when did you text her? Because I think this might be the thing.
I can't tell you exactly what I said.
Oh, no. You didn't like... you didn't like... It wasn't
What
like,
do you mean?
Direct.
Do you want me to read a text
yeah.
I sent to this girl?
Yes!
Is it that... We're listening.
Come
oh,
on.
Now
that's too far. We're getting
Come on.
Right
exactly.
Here.
What part? We're over the cliff, pal. Thumb on the wheeze action right
Whole
now.
Life on the radio. No, I essentially just text her like, hey, you want to meet up this week or what?
Or is, was it, or what?
That's no, no, nice. No. That's essentially what I said. Like, hey, you want to meet up this week?
Are you afraid that she's going to, she's already figured it out. If she's listening, she knows it's her.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
Unless there's like six Bumble
unless
girls.
Unless you copy and paste the text.
Yeah. yeah.
Unless there's another Kevin at WGN Radio talking about
who does
a Bumble.
The sports there, an afternoon drive.
There are three other Kevins here, but this is not the.
Right. She knows that I do sports on the show.
Okay.
You know, yep, we got sports
in the afternoons.
Afternoon radio. Did I mention number one afternoon talk show in Chicago? Yep.
Number one
since I got here. Yep.
Oh my God! Someone sent in a picture.
oh, very, very cute.
Wait,
oh
on,
my gosh! Here, check it out. Big Cubs fan heading to St. Louis for the series. UW grad.
Oh, she doesn't have
and
a shirt
gorgeous.
On either. Perfect.
She does.
She has a shirt on.
Some of them, the photos can they can have the clothes on too. Either one's fine.
Just WGN, Kevin. What part of that don't
Come
you understand?
On. She's in the game for sure.
Yeah, she sent the.
She's cute.
Yeah. Oh, see, now all of a sudden.
And she cropped her friend out because she doesn't want competition.
All right, let me see that again.
Another picture. We got another picture. Oh, wow. This is going to be tough. I mean, you have
too.
Some beautiful women after you, Kevin.
Oh, look at her.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, I she's like this
unnamed.
One.
Yeah, she's
oh,
really
yeah.
cute, too.
All right, we're bringing her in.
I mean.
That's the 815.
The Bachelorette
up.
Has
that's
nothing
the,
on these
the
girls.
That's the paralegal?
I think so.
Yeah, that's the aggressive
all right.
815.
I know, we're talking about pictures on the radio. We'll stop this now.
Right.
But these
okay,
are, all right.
But these should be the first two contestants, then you just need one more.
Babe yes. alert. Keep
well,
them coming.
One's, oh, God. One's showing more skin than the other, so.
I know. I don't know. I guess that's a good thing, right? That's what Kevin described
Jeff
to us
is our. Jeff is our executive producer, and he's going to he's. I can't wait for Jeff have like Jeff's like, what are you doing to me? What
he's got a monitor.
Are you doing to me? I am here. I'm
he's
trying
inundated.
To produce. I'm trying to produce actually radio that is meaningful and it can change the world.
Sure.
And now look what you've done.
It's Kevin's dating life is all that he's getting going to get texts and emails about for the next
yeah.
week.
Oh, I can't wait to do this. I cannot wait to see what this looks like. And this is, oh, you know what we'll do? I got to do. Got a great idea. We should send you to Orion's Steakhouse. What's that one?
Oh, Jameson.
Oh,
Jameson's Steakhouse. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
This near your parents' basement, so that will work out for
yeah,
you.
It's
really
in
Mount
Prospect.
Yeah.
Get some steaks.
Yeah. That's what we'll do.
Did
or
you see,
to
did you see
Mati's.
The latest picture that just came in? No. Is there another one? Oh, no.
Is she,
Chris, it's
is
Chris
she,
Farley, isn't it?
In my bed.
What is, explain oh, it, because we're talking
Farley.
About pictures on the radio. We
okay,
should not
this
do this.
This is Chris Farley from a scene from Billy Madison where he takes his shirt off as he's tutoring Adam Sandler
All
in
right.
the tent.
Okay.
Chris Farley with his shirt off was just texted.
All right.
Put him on the list.
It's pretty
right.
low on that list.
All right. Well, we're gonna find a – I don't know how we – so Jeff, you're on it. You got to find these two girls. We got to bring them in. We'll set up a date for Kevin, and we'll play the Kevin Powell dating game.
This is it. Well, really?
We need three.
You need three. You can't have two because then one's going to be. Yeah, you can't have two
girls
going home.
But that should be no problem given the rate of the texts and pictures coming in.
815 is a babe.
We're going to give them a $25 Lou Malnati's gift certificate, and then they have to pay for the dinner. Kevin will be sitting back there with crocodile arms when the check arrives.
Oh,
I don't,
my wallet. I don't know where,
didn't
where to
you,
go.
Didn't you get a gift certificate from Roe? Isn't that what's going on?
Yeah, just use it.
Yeah, you're fine. Just use that.
Texter from 847, you can hold a listener contest for people to submit questions to be used on the dating
yes.
game. You know, like
oh,
what
sure.
animal you would be if you were an animal. Or
yeah. Oh, yeah,
if you could
yeah.
go anywhere in the world on a trip, where would you go?
How many dates does it take? Just kidding.
Violetta,
hopefully one.
That is exactly what this I said. All right, we're getting closer. We almost have three contestants for the Kevin Powell dating game. The third contestant's mother can't figure out how to text the picture in. It's the only problem.
Can I just go out with the 815?
No,
hey, well,
no. Can't go off the grid. We have to set up the whole concept.
Slow down there, cowboy.
Yeah, yeah. We just have to, one little baby step at a time. Don't say baby. One little step at a time right here.
Oh, we just got one.
Another one?
Yeah, she's cute, too.
Oh, wait. I think she just asked to be taken out of the selection.
No, she didn't, did she?
Yeah, one of the girls.
I think I know this girl.
One of the girls just said, I'm out.
Yeah, but then we got a new entry.
Good luck to Kevin. Sorry, take me out of the selection.
Already. Look at what you did. Your attitude already with like turned one totally off. Like, yeah, girls for the girls. I got it right here. Don't worry about it. All right, ladies, bring it on. And what is 847 going? I don't need this guy. What the hell?
The 219 just
came in
hot.
You have to be a little more likable. You have to be a little more likable.
I'm likable.
Yeah, and don't be telling them like, hey, no, I just want this one. And don't do that either.
All right. I'll save the commentary. But this new entry is a babe.
I think
they're all
find,
babes.
We're going to find three pretty
really,
easily.
Really? Oh, yeah. I think that's not going to be an issue. But I think that what we have here is we need to have a likable contestant so that he doesn't tick them off before they get in here. He ticks them off on the date. And we're changing the rules of the date. The dates are going to Little Bucharest.
Oh, all right.
We are sending the date to Little Bucharest.
Can max out on some cabbage rolls. That'll be a good night.
That's always good after the date. Yeah. It's about an hour and a half later. Oh, God. All right. What was that? Blame it on the dog, Kevin. All right. Here we go.